Thank you so much for joining me here on The Connection. I'm speaking with Project Runway fashion designer Jack Meckenroth and AIDS pioneer Dr. Michael Gottlieb. And we're here to talk a little bit about a campaign called Living Positive by Design. And that is a national HIV and AIDS education initiative. Now tell me a little bit about that, Jack.
Well, you know, because of my great exposure on Project Runway and my visibility as being an HIV-positive individual, I've been living with HIV for 20 years. We developed this campaign with Merck, like you said, called Living Positive by Design. It's a little play on words since I'm a designer. But you can, you know, basically our goal is to fight the stigma that's associated with HIV and encourage people who are HIV-positive to meet with a physician that they feel comfortable with and get on a treatment regimen that's tolerable to their system. And the ultimate goal is to get their virus to an undetectable level in their bloodstream. So that's what the program is really about. Your listeners can go to livingpositivebydesign.com. There's a wealth of information on there. There's a wealth of information out on the internet. So we're really trying to draw attention to this and other programs here on World AIDS Day.
Now, Dr. Gottlieb, I want to speak with you in just a minute about this because you have had a long history with your work with HIV and AIDS. In fact, you were the first physician to describe the disease that would be later known as AIDS, correct? I mean, you've been working hands-on with this for more than 20 years.
That's right. And I've seen the progress associated in treatment over those 20 years, which has been remarkable.
Definitely, definitely. It has been because, you know, obviously the this disease was once, you know, definitely a death sentence, which isn't necessarily the case today, correct, Dr. Gottlieb?
Well, definitely. People should have a lot of hope that they can succeed with treatment. And that's why people who are at risk should be tested and go out and get tested and get on treatment because treatments today are more effective. They work in new and different ways than the older treatments. They're more tolerable than the older treatments. And, yes, there has been a lot of progress.
Now, when you're speaking about tolerability, I remember when medication first kind of came with HIV and AIDS, and it seemed to be this kind of cocktail or all-day routine, and a lot of people describe the side effects of these medications as almost worse than having HIV or AIDS itself. That's not the case now.
I think that was a thing of the past. As we evolved our understanding of treatment, we learned a lot, and we learned what drugs worked and in what combinations and what side effects were associated with different classes of drugs. And so we've come a long way in our understanding, and the pill count is remarkably reduced today compared to what it was 10 or 15 years ago, the numbers of pills someone has to take a day. And currently treatment involves just a few pills taken one or two times a day, and it's not what it used to be.
Now, back to Jack. Jack, I am a Project Runway fan, I have to admit. There are a lot of people in this country that are fans of Project Runway, and honestly, and I'm not just saying this because I'm interviewing you, but you were one of my favorites, and I felt really bad because you left mid-season, didn't you? Not because you were voted off or offed or whatever.
No, that's correct. I actually had to leave mid-season because I developed a staph infection in my face, and it was actually not HIV-related, thankfully, but it was just an unfortunate a turn of events, and I did have to leave prematurely. But thank you for your support.
My sister and I were really bummed out because, you know, people leave that show obviously every week, sometimes two per week, just depending on if the judges are being particularly harsh. And we were really kind of bummed out to see you leave because we thought you had a lot of promise that you were going to go far in the show. And now at that time, when you were on the show that season, I can't remember, but were you vocal about having HIV, or did you kind of keep that under wraps at that point?
No, I was very vocal about it. I didn't set out to be this, you know, spokesperson for HIV, but they knew our whole medical history when we went into the show, and they asked me if it was something I would talk about, and I thought I could do a lot of good for the HIV community to see a person living with HIV for 20 years who's healthy and doing well and adhering to their medical regimen and, you know, taking meds and taking care of their body and having general, you know, advocacy for their own health care and well-being. So I'm really glad that I was vocal about it and was open about it, and I hopefully am, you know, a role model for people and what they can do.
Well, I grew up, you know, in the 80s and 90s where we had after-school specials like, I think, was it the Brian White story or that sort of thing. And 15, 10 years ago even, would you think that an HIV-positive person would find themselves on a show like that? Would you think that you would have had the chances being HIV-positive, you know, in a previous generation that you have now?
Well, you know, first of all, reality television is such a new concept. But I think, you know, back in the late 80s and early 90s, HIV was, like you said, a death sentence, and it was much more sensationalized. So when there were these movies and things like that, it was a much more tear-jerking. It was, you know, movies like Philadelphia or stories about Pedro from MTV that, you know, people dying. And so I don't know if I would have imagined a scenario where a person, you know, a normal, quote-unquote normal person living a healthy life like me would just be talking about it openly on TV. The flip side to that is that because people aren't dying as readily and the treatment outlook is very good, that there's still this stigma associated with living with HIV, and we need to be vocal about it. And that's why I'm very proud of myself that I was open and vocal about it on national television.
For sure, and there are, I'm sure there are, you know, thousands of people just like yourself living with HIV or AIDS everywhere that we're happy to see that, and it is important, and, you know, kind of, I don't want to say promoting, but definitely raising awareness about HIV and AIDS is beneficial for everyone, people who live with it, people that don't. And now, Dr. Gottlieb, like I said, you have been working hands-on with HIV and AIDS for, you know, years and years and years, decades. And now you are part of this living positive by design, correct?
That's right.
Now,
I think
tell me about that. Now I know that Jack, you know, is kind of involved with it. How do you figure in?
Well, I figure in. I'm on the website. I've been interviewed by Jack about my perspective over these years, and I've been a consultant to Merck, which is a co-sponsor of Living Positive by Design. And it's part of my educational function to be here today and to be on the website and to help people with HIV live positively and be aware of what's available in terms of treatment.
Now, is it, I don't exactly know how to ask this, but like you said, allowing people to live positively, do you think that providing people with education, kind of raising awareness, And being there, like you said, in an educational function, is helping people to live positively? Is your message kind of spreading a little bit of hope through the community?
Well, I think the more information people have, the more real information people have, reliable information, the more that they can cope with the idea of testing for HIV and getting on treatment. And I keep thinking that HIV should continue to be part of our national dialogue, not just on World AIDS Day, that people have to know about it, kids have to know about it, because people still are contracting HIV today, and they can reduce their risk of doing so. Treatment is excellent today. On the other hand, it's not a cure, and people should be aware that there are still downsides to having HIV, and we don't want youth to be out there thinking that, oh, they've got the answers and I can go and do whatever I want. So there are lots of messages that are not being heard in the mainstream media, and there are messages on websites like Living Positive by Design that can help people who may have HIV or who do have HIV get the information they need.
Well, I'd like to thank you both for joining me here on The Connection today, providing that information, and Jack, of course, for sharing your story. Thank you both so much. The website, is it livingpositivebydesign.com? .com. Livingpositivebydesign.com. Check it out. Jack McEnroe, thank you so much. And Dr. Gottlieb, thank you so much for joining me here today on The Connection.
Thank you. Have a great day.